Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast. COVID is done. COVID's been done since summer of 2020. And in typical Hawaii fashion, it took another 2 years for the tyrannical leaders to come out and say that COVID isn't done, but all this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right. So, big news coming out yesterday. Yesterday, the emperor himself came down from on high to decree that COVID in Hawaii is done. Amazing. Is this based on any kind of scientific decision? Is this based on any kind of effort, any kind of data? The answer, of course, is no. No, it is not. What this is a political move. As we all know, Emperor Ige is just a lame duck. Oh, and he doesn't get a second term. So anything that he says or does within the last 3 years of his governorship means little to nothing, which means that for the last 2.5 years that the legislature allowed him to run rampant with his absolute dictatorship, allowed him to enjoy the heights of people like Gavin Newsom, of people like Andrew Cuomo, of people like Lori Lightfoot, of people like, even though Lori Lightfoot's not a governor, she's a mayor, of people like Justin Trudeau, even. Just a little bit. Right? So we've lived for 2 years, 2.5 years under this dictatorship because of quote-unquote COVID. And now, all of a sudden, magically, a year after vaccines were created, a year after he crippled, actually 2 years after he decided to cripple Hawaii even further, a grand total of 6 months after forcing people from their jobs to be vaccinated or else, COVID is done. And I'm proud to say we are survivors. That's right, folks. We are survivors. We have outlasted the tyranny, for now, that existed here in Hawaii. We did it. We did it, Joe. Anyway. So, the emperor had his press conference yesterday announcing the end of all COVID restrictions at the end of the month, because that's when his emergency proclamation is set to expire. His, I believe it's the 30th one. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it's the 30th. As I said, and as I reported earlier on, they stopped reporting the number of emergency proclamations. Usually it's like, oh, you know, this is the 10th, the 5th, the 16th. It got up to like almost 26 before they stopped putting the number up there. I'm pretty sure we're at 30. Historical. Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And in fact, it even went to court. It went into the court to say, how can they extend the emergency proclamation? Which is probably why, probably a contributing factor as to why only now the emperor has decided to back off. Part of it, again, is actually not part. I guarantee that 80% of this decision is, in fact, political. It's been political. And in fact, even during their news conference, they admitted that it was political. They admitted things didn't work. And that's the craziest part. That's the craziest part of it all, is that they admit, Blangiardi admits that all this whole time, right, the things that they've done, the things that they've said, was for nothing. It's unbelievable, the hypocrisy. Like, and people are like happy. People are people are upset that we're getting rid of it. How can you be? What? How? Who? You? Me? Right? They admit that it was like, for example, so Mussolini Blangiardi admitted that there is no incentive now to be vaccinated now that the safe access Oahu is going to end. There's no incentive for people to be vaccinated. So you're saying, so you admit, Blangiardi, you admit that safe access Oahu was a means to force people to get vaccinated in order for what? In order for what? You admit that, right? They said, one of the news reporters, and granted this is from mainstream media, one of the news reporters asked, oh, what are you going to do if there's a, how do we know if there's going to be a next time? If there's a next time. And the emperor says, oh, we don't have any metric to go off of. Wait. So you have, after 2 years, you have no data to go off of? You have no indicator to go off of? Which means what? For the last 2 years, guess what? They've been making this crap up. That's right. So they fully admit in this press conference to making stuff up, to making it all up, having no idea what the hell they're doing. And you, people of Hawaii, you had to pay the price. You, small business owner in Hawaii, you had to pay the price. I mentioned this on the show before, but there was a news report saying how bankruptcies are down this year. Yeah, because everybody else went bankrupt in the last two. You donkeys. There is no reason to hide anymore. Right? They all admit. The emperor, Mussolini, they all just admitted that their COVID policies were made up. COVID policy, safe access Oahu, safe travels wasn't designed to protect. It was designed for compliance. The worst part about this is that we're going to keep the mask mandate. We're going to drop every single thing, supposedly, allegedly, quote unquote, according to them. And again, you take that with a grain of salt. We're going to drop every COVID restriction possible, except for the mask. Out of all of the things that we've done, quote unquote, for COVID, the masks had to be one of the most useless pieces, the most useless piece of mitigation possible. Because again, were we wearing N95 masks? No. And even if you did, were you wearing it correctly? No. Did you touch your mask at all? Yes. Done. And that's not me being hypercritical. That is part of the directions written on the box itself. Nurses and doctors have to go through a particular class in order to know how to wear N95 masks. Right? And if the virus was so bad and so deadly, and then they were saying, oh, you should wear N95, K95, KF95, or whatever kind of bullcrap other masks, does it seal around your face? Do you touch it with your hands? Do you take it off to go and eat? Once you do that, that mask is worthless. And we've been saying that from the beginning. From the very beginning, we've been saying those kinds of things. The entire COVID picture is collapsing. The entire narrative is collapsing. And now that it's over, I want to know, And I've been saying this on my show ever since this year at least. How are we going to punish those in charge? Period. Held for high crimes and misdemeanors. I don't even know if we have that. I got to go look at our revised statutes here in Hawaii. But I want to know what the new... I want to know. BJ Penn. I know BJ Penn doesn't listen to me. I don't listen to him. If you're out there and you listen to this show and you listen to BJ Penn's show, you get in contact with him and you need to ask him. Okay? Very important questions. I don't give... It's very easy for him to be governor and then say no mask. It's very easy for him to be governor and do away with certain restrictions. It's very easy. In fact, it's so easy that the sitting legislature could have done it 2 years ago. The sitting legislature could have 2 years ago revoked emergency powers. But they didn't. 2 years ago, this could have happened. So, I want to know, any new governor, any new mayor, what is your plan to punish those who are in office during this time? Now, let's put this into some perspective, right? Because up until August of 2020, we knew very little. Okay? I'll give you the summer. We didn't know a lot. Okay? You locked it down 15 days. It wasn't even 15 days. You should go to jail just for that. But regardless, okay, we didn't know the virus, whatever, mass hysteria. Fine. Even I consented, or, you know, not consented, but I gave leeway for those first 15 days or so because we just didn't know, right? We didn't know that it was a weaponized virus out of China. We didn't know that this weaponized virus out of China was going to spread as fast as it did to attack the entire world. Okay? Every decision after that needs to be investigated, and these people need to go to jail. Where is the COVID money? Where did the COVID money go? That right there should answer all of your questions. Where did the COVID money go? If your kid is still going to public school right now, did you see any difference in the public school? Did you see any new equipment inside of your child's classroom? Did you see any new facilities in your child's, whatchamacall? Did they get specialized water fountains so that the kids didn't have to share? Did they get air conditioners, air filters, purifiers inside of every single classroom? Did they get new fans? Did they get ceiling fans? Did they get anything to help the circulation? Air circulation, that is, inside of the classroom. Did you just get better resources? Cameras, digital tools. Did your kids get digital tools to use in the classroom? If the answer to any of those questions is no, where did the money go? Where? Where? That alone. Where is it? And again, folks, you have to understand that the checks and balances that exist in our government exist for a reason. It's so that the last 2 years should have never happened. Okay? And I've said this before. We don't have a republic. We don't have a functioning democratic republic government if they all come from one side. Our judges, liberal. Our legislature, liberal. Our executive, liberal. All three parties, liberal. And you wonder why we live in such a crap hole. You wonder why your grandmas and grandpas, your aunties and uncles are getting robbed. You wonder why crime is so high. You wonder why homelessness is so high. You wonder why all of these things happened that were expedited, expedited over the last 10, 15, 20 years. Who's been in charge, folks? Who has been in charge? The Republicans? The conservatives? They're the problem? Systemic racism? Who's in charge of the systems here? Who's been in quote-unquote leadership here in Hawaii? So, if the next governor, lieutenant governor, or any sitting council member, or any legislature out there, legislator who's trying to get a new seat, or trying to return their seat, I should say, if you do not come out and you do not say you're going to investigate COVID-19 damages, don't vote for them. Plain and simple. Don't vote for them. In fact, any sitting person, any sitting politician over the last 2 years that wasn't vocal, that didn't try to stand up at a bare minimum to tyranny, they should go. They absolutely should go. And one of the sad things about this is, is that there's a lot of people who are willing. But the GOP here in Hawaii sucks. The GOP here in Hawaii sucks a ton. Okay? I haven't been able to make it to any one of these Republican meetings because of my work. And there is no offer of any kind of recourse involved to help other people make, who want to make a difference. And you've heard me. You've heard me time and again. I'm here to make a difference. I know exactly what I'm going to propose. I know exactly what I'm going to do. And if other people that you voted for aren't in favor of that, you can decide to remove them. It's not that difficult, folks. Really. It really isn't that difficult at all to understand what it's like to live in Hawaii. But our GOP sucks. Oh, March 1st. Oh, yeah. Oh, rally at the Capitol. Oh, all these old fogies and BJ Penn. Oh, yeah, we're going to rally around that? That's going to be the rally cry? A bunch of old fogies? No, they are also a part of the problem. They are also a part of why Hawaii sucks. And credit where credit is due, I give BJ Penn a lot of credit. There is still no answer. What plan exists, BJ Penn, for the state? You can talk about mask mandates all you want. You can talk about any of those kinds of things all you want. You're not going to talk about education. You're not talking about homelessness. You're not going to talk about any of those other things. You're nothing. You are literally nothing. And this is a ploy because now, and this is the problem. This is the problem, GOP. This is the problem, Republicans, especially here in Hawaii. Now that the mandates are going to be done, what is the next move? What is your next move? I was thinking about this a year ago. I was ready a year ago, a year and a half ago, with these ideas. And now at the forefront, now that everything is quote-unquote ending, right? My biggest push now is not to fight against the mandates per se, because if they're done, they're done. The next step would be how to prevent that from ever happening again here in Hawaii, number one. And number two is to punish those involved. And I mean everybody. I mean the lobbyists. I mean the council, the legislature. I mean every single body that was complicit and participatory in the COVID lockdown. They need to be punished. They need to be thrown in jail. They need to be stripped of every single damn thing in their lives. something beautiful about what happened, what was happening in the 1700s and the 1800s here in America, was that if you didn't like your representative, get rid of them. And I don't necessarily mean by voting. So, unbelievable, unbelievable. Safe Access Oahu is going to end this Friday, which means that hopefully a good majority of people will go back to normal. And my first question going out to every single restaurant, my first question is, were you complicit? Did you demand papers? If the answer is yes, you're going to go, I'm going to tell everybody don't go there. Plain and simple. If you're going to continue to ask for my papers, we're going to make sure nobody goes to your business. Nah. You didn't want to fight then, and you're going to just jump on the bandwagon now? Screw you. Plain and simple. Screw you. We're done. We're done. There's a lot of people out there who are done. Just hope that that's more than enough to show up. More than enough to show up in November. More than enough to make businesses who were complicit pay the price. I understand difficult decisions had to be made. But the moment that you sided, and the moment you decided that you had to separate people, no. No. That wasn't. No. You could say you were forced. You could say that you were coerced. But I know businesses out there who didn't. And they were doing just fine. In fact, their business skyrocketed in a time of economic downturn because they understood. Because they heard the people. Because they understood that tyrannical government is a bunch of crap. Be prepared. The fight isn't over yet. Be prepared. You've survived. I've survived. We've survived. I am proud to say that I did not give in. I'm proud to say that. And it's very non-Asian of me to say so, but I am. I'm proud. I'm proud of those of you who did get it because that was your personal choice and you stood against the mandates. I'm proud of you too. Because again, this isn't about the vaccine. This isn't about anything of the sort of your personal decision making. This is all about fighting against tyrannical dictatorship. And Hawaii, you've been in it for the last 2.5 years. Technically, you've been in it for over 30, over 40 years, maybe. Some of you could even argue that you've been in it, we've been in it since, you know, the 1940s. But I'm not going to go there on this podcast. The fight isn't over yet. Change needs to happen. And you cannot forget this is happening in order to save the butts of sitting politicians. This is in order to pave the way for people like Josh Green, people like Kai Kahele, people like Shots, Hirono, Ed Case, people like Caldwell. They cannot be allowed into any sort of government office ever again. And they won't be once they're thrown in jail. On that list, too, I keep forgetting, I keep saying the politicians. On that list, too, of course, is HSTA President Corey Rosenlee. On that list now is, of course, Osatui Jr., the current president of HSTA. They need to be thrown in jail. Of course, we need to go after Bruce Anderson. We need to go after Susan Park. We need to go after Scott Miskovich. We need to go after Libby Char. We need to go after all of these people. It is high time. You, me, we take back the island. We take back the state. I promise you that there is more of us. And this is the thing that I have to keep telling myself every single morning, every single day. There's more of us who realize that this is bullcrap than there are people who want this to continue. You got to remember that. You're listening out there. I have to tell myself all this. You may not be conservative. You may not be on the right. You may not be a libertarian. You may not be any of those things. But you can stand in solidarity in understanding that all of this is bull. That you've been lied to. That you've been tricked. That you've been deceived. Especially if you've been put out of a job like I have. Like my wife has. Especially when this was going to end. And we knew it was going to end. And you were forced to make a decision in the moment. And that your employer, your boss, didn't think otherwise. They should be put on the hook as well. Teachers, if you had to resign because your principal wasn't going to renew or wasn't going to do your leave without pay, they need to be sued. They need to be sued along with the DOE. I am telling you right now, you need to go after them so they know. You can do a personal one. You can do a civil one. You can do a class action. We're trying to look into all avenues. These people need to pay. They need to pay. Plain and simple. But you survived. You're still here. You're awesome. Keep on fighting. And if you're listening out there and you're part of the GOP here in Hawaii, you best do your damn job because I am still waiting. In fact, I might just do it without you. I don't care. Maybe that's the problem. I'm just going to do it without you. We'll see what happens. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.